Thanks for tuning in, listeners. Wait, there we go. Fixed it. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO. This is Even the Birds, and I am DJ T-Macaroon. And I don't have your mic set up, unfortunately. But would you like to introduce yourself?
Hey, I'm Snake Facts McGee, and I'm here with T-Macaroon tonight after a long hiatus of Snake Facts.
I think you mean morning, but we can pretend it's night if you want. You said night. Okay, so I'm going to turn the mic over to Jamie as I get everything set up, and do you want to Snake Fact it up?
Sure.
Or if you want to talk about Hamilton, which we saw last night, which was pretty dope.
Cool, yeah. So we did indeed see Hamilton last night. Pretty cool show. The Boston production has some really good performers, so if you happen to have a lot of extra cash lying around and you haven't already bought a ticket, I would recommend it. I think the King George especially was a very good performer as well as singer. I also enjoyed the actor who portrayed George Washington and Aaron Burr. So that's to get your autumn history buff and musical. And speaking of musicals,
we're not playing a song from a musical. Yeah. We're changing things up. We could maybe for the next song, but I already have a different one queued up. Okay. I couldn't think of any good musical songs. Anyways, here is a song. Enjoy.
The color TV. blew out and tried to make it right. That's when Leon came into frame. Yeah, I shot up the danger of your high stakes game.
Mm-hmm. them cool. I've always wanted to be cool. Life's not bad right now. I can't complain. So I think I might go to this party that this girl invited me to. Oh, oh. And so I get dressed. I look at myself in the mirror and I say, oh no, is that what I really look like? I don't wanna be me, but that's only half of the time. 'Cause inside I know I'm cool, so cool. I just wanna be cool. You can't tell me that I'm cool. I've always wanted to be cool.
Hey, thanks for tuning in. You just heard Cool by Zach Villeri. Before that was Dorothy Dandridge Eyes featuring Esperanza Spellingding. I'm so sorry. By Janelle Monae. Huh? Wait, what was that?
I'm guessing Spellding.
Spalding. Spalding. There we go. I fixed it. And then Waiting Gold by Gallant. Specifically the Louis Vuitton remix. And before that, we had Aunt Leslie by Wolfpack. Yeah. So, once again, this is 91.5 WMFO. And I think we're ready for our special segment, Snake Facts.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Snake Facts after several months of not having Snake Facts. You could say that Snake Facts has been in brumation.
Oh, wow.
Some may wonder what snakes do up here in Massachusetts. Now it's getting a little bit more chilly. Had at least one night or two that dropped below freezing. So how exactly do these animals, who most people know are ectotherms, they rely on external temperatures to regulate their own temperature and metabolism. How do they survive winters where you get below freezing?
That's a good question. How?
So snakes and many other reptiles and amphibians will go through a process called brumation, which is very similar to hibernation, except unlike hibernation, this process is dependent on external temperatures. So if it does get warm enough during the winter, reptiles can wake up, get a little drink of water, maybe a snack, most likely just water, and then go back to sleep for the rest of the winter. Whereas hibernation is a deeper sleep that would last for the duration of the season, most likely. So basically what snakes do is they go underground for most of them, because the frost line actually only reaches a certain level underground, and once you go deep enough, it will not get below freezing. So a lot of snakes go underground, and several species like garters will amass in groups that can number in the thousands, in bunches called hibernaculas. Because even though they're ectotherms, there is a certain amount of temperature regulation that can be done by other snakes surrounding you just from the energy of kinetic movement that might take place. So these snakes get like just a little bit extra warmth from their friends around them. And it's quite a sight to see when they all wake up together.
Oh my goodness. And yeah, I can imagine.
That was your episode of Snake Facts.
Well, thank you very much. I don't have a song cued. Hey, Jamie, what's a song you'd like to hear? I mean, Snake McGee.
We just did one by Janelle Monáe, but another one that I like by her is a song called Giving Them What They Love.
Ooh.
From the same album.
Giving them what they love.
Particularly like this album by Janelle Monáe. It's very relaxing to listen to, but it's also kind of thematically consistent, and it reads through as if you're listening to a radio show from the future.
Oh, Spotify won't let me play it, but YouTube probably will. Spotify, I think, is angry because Prince is featured in it in some way or another. So, let me...
Do they, like, copyright that or something?
Yeah, Spotify probably doesn't have access to Prince songs, just like how Taylor Swift was like, don't play my songs on Spotify.
Weird.
Yeah. So it doesn't have license to, like, all the songs out there, but it has a lot. And, yeah, YouTube is going to save us.
All right.
Okay, hopefully an ad doesn't pop up. I do have ad blocker on. Ayo, enjoy.
Sharper than a razor, eyes made of lasers, bolder than the
Hey. It's a hot fire, sweep you and I. You just heard Feels Like Summer by Childish Gambino. And I wish it still felt like summer, but we have to go through some other seasons first. Then before that was Nakamura. Nakamura. I said that right. Okay. The Rocks and Sticks Desert Mix by Hiatus Coyote. Then we had Giving Them What They Love featuring Prince by Janelle Monáe. And is it time for some more snake facts?
Some tangential snake facts.
Tangential snake facts. That still works. Let's hear them.
So I found the question of hibernation or brumation very interesting for snakes. And something that is almost equally as interesting is other reptiles and other amphibians. I talked about how snakes will bury down, often below the frost line, to escape the freezing temperatures during the winter, and sometimes clump together in huge groups. You may ask how some aquatic animals fare, and as you might guess, they spend their winter underwater, which you may ask how they're able to survive several months without resurfacing for air. It's just that their metabolism slows so dramatically, especially for turtles, and, well, just turtles, not tortoises, that they're able to get the oxygen they need from just the surrounding mud. Frogs, on the other hand, need to be slightly above the mud. They need to get their oxygen from surrounding water, so they may be buried very shallowly in the mud or just on top of it. However, there are some frogs, like wood frogs, the North American wood frog, that don't go underwater for the winter. Instead, bury down in rather shallow areas under some fallen leaves, and they do often have to face freezing temperatures. So how do they avoid freezing? Often they don't, and up to 40 to 70% of their water in their bodies become frozen. And in order to survive this, one, their liver pumps out, basically converts glycogen to glucose and pumps that out through all their organs, which lowers the freezing point of water and also protects the cells from damage that the ice crystals can inflict. And then through some stimulation that we're still not sure how, at the end of the winter, once all their organs have essentially ceased to function, they come back to life. It's quite an amazing process, and people are certainly trying to study it, not necessarily to make humans survive this process, but to enhance the ability to preserve organs for organ donations. One theory is that there are certain proteins that the frog expresses on the inside and outside of their cells to prevent water loss, because one of the major damages is that the ice forming around the cells lowers the amount of free water, and by osmosis, water exits the frog cells and into the extracellular space, and dried up cells are no good and cannot function. Not to mention the ice crystals can puncture cells and rupture them. So we have a long way to learn from frogs and their hibernation process. So that was not really snake facts, but snake adjacent facts.
Snake adjacent facts. Very nice, thank you. I think we're going to do a quick PSA before we get back to the tunes. I don't know which one to read. Cool. We'll go with the shorter one. So, attention, all freeform radio lovers. That means you. WMFO needs your help. For the past 45 years, we have brought you community-based freeform radio. In order to continue the great and honored tradition, we need your support in our annual donation drive. from now until November 14th, that's just 3 days, you can go to donatewmfo.org to help us in raising our goal of $5,000. Your generosity will be rewarded with a unique thank you gift, so go check out donate.wmfo.org. Once again, that is donate.wmfo.org. Thank you. Yeah, so let's keep this radio station alive. I'll donate a little bit, spread the word. Just a few bucks will definitely help, especially if enough people hear about this. I think we can easily make this goal and keep this freeform station up and running. We're going to do a song that will be... Jamie, what song? I mean, Snakefacts McGee. Hey there. Do you have a song you want to listen to?
We can do Body of Years by Mother Mother.
Mother Mother. What if they had, like, a sister band called Brother Brother?
I thought you were going to say Father Father.
Oh, wait. I meant to say Father Father. Wait, what was it called again?
Body of Years.
Body. Okay. Here we go. The song to listen to. Except we have the Wee Shop song still playing. That's not the first time this has happened. Oh my goodness. Ooh. I mean, we could continue to see what the Wee Shop song sounds like played over this other song, but I don't think anyone would really like that, so.
Actually, looking up the Body of Years lyrics, it does have one piece of profanity in it.
Okay, so we
can't have profanity.
No profanity. Watch your profanity. Okay, I think I have a song I can play. Mm-hmm. I've played it on another show, but that's okay because I haven't played it in a few months. So enjoy this time without the Wee Shop channel song. Okay.
Hello.
You just heard The Game of Love by Santana featuring, I just lost all the information I had up, featuring, I got this, hold on, oh, Michelle Branch. Before that was...
Are you sure you didn't just look out the window and get inspiration?
Before that, we had Miles by Mother. And then before that was Sulky by The Gorillaz. And once again, you're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And I hope you folks have an awesome rest of your day. Signing out. Bye. See you, folks.